I'm here to serve my stewardship moment, so I'll share a few things with you. When I turned 55 a couple of years ago, I realized that I probably had more years behind me than I'd have in front of me. And I remember thinking about how important life was and the people that had an influence on my life. Of course, my mom and my dad had a direct impact on my life, and it was because of them that I was here most every Sunday in Sunday school and church while I was growing up. I'm a lifelong member of First Church, was baptized here, and have lived here all my life. And at 8 o'clock services, I usually sit back along the side there, and I can't help but look at the wall there that has a lot of names of former members here that were quite important to our church. And I'm just real fortunate to be able to remember each and every one of those. And I could talk about all of them, but it would take too long. So I'll just share a couple of thoughts with you. When I think of this church, I remember people like Marie Wardlow. When I was a preteen and going to church wasn't really the cool thing to do, I remember going to a Billy Graham crusade over at the Roxy Theater, and Marie was an adult leader there. When the film was over, a lot of the adult leaders shared their faith walk, and I can specifically remember Marie. She was a tiny, petite lady. She didn't lecture, and she didn't become radical. She just shared her love of God and her faith and told us what a difference it would make in our lives if we accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts. And I'm truly convinced that it was probably at that moment that I fully understood how important it was to have Jesus in my life. Marie helped many years on Vacation Bible School. Even though her children were grown, she just had a love of God and wanted to share it with our young people. And I also remember visiting Marie in the hospital after a terrible automobile accident that was not their fault. And she could have been bitter and complained and asked the question why it happened to her, but that was not her nature. And in fact, when I visited her, I remember that she was just so thankful for the visit. And as I left, she prayed for me. I never will forget that. And as a parent, I was quite taken when the new coach in town, Randy Morrow, could coach football on Friday night and be a role model for our students and his team on Sunday morning by being in Sunday school and church. And I shared earlier this morning that I particularly remember a teammate that had lost a parent, and how Randy and the other coaches, Coach Bliss and some of the others, got the team together, brought them all to the service, and how that impacted that child's life. I know he made an impression on my son's lives, and today I'm very proud of both of them and their activity in their respective churches here at First Church in Cedar Grove. We never know when we might be the face of God in someone's life. And I'm thankful for all of the people in this church, past and present, that have impacted my life. You truly can feel God's love at First Church, and it's so great to be a part of this wonderful heritage and to be on the receiving end of true stewardship. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.